My name is John Shakespeare, and I'm one of the team members organising the Evolden Manx Fire Festival.
John, it is fast approaching. I mean, it's almost upon us. How is it all going?
It's a bit flat out. We've got lots going on this year. We've got some new things happening. Yeah, one of the most exciting things, which has taken a bit of organising, is we've got a party of 30 people coming from Shetland. So they're setting off now and we'll be here in a couple of days. And they've funded themselves. They're making this their summer holiday. I think we're going to do a few pubs. They want to go to the Cregney Bar. So watch out, Cregney Bar. So if you see people dressed in big Viking outfit with the big wings, if you've ever seen the Opelia Festival from Scotland, watch out for them, because we're going to be out and around. It's so fantastic to have another... I mean, the Shetland has similar sort of history strands to us. They had the last Ice Age. They had this incredible Neolithic. And, of course, the strength in the Viking. Their festival is only not that old. It's like 1920s. But, I mean, our festival goes back, obviously, hundreds of years. But isn't it great that the Shetlanders are coming? And we're going to give them the honour of lighting the fires this year.
Oh, that's so wonderful. That must make you so proud to know that, sort of word has reached them.
Well, I think, Kirsty, you've been on board. It was 2018, was it? Year of Our Island.
Yes.
When we started. And we were doing really well till COVID. Then COVID, the two COVID years happened. But we had maybe 100 people coming from across, and I think we're over that this year. So the Shetlanders, we've got loads of people coming from America. This is quite big in America now. Lots from England, of course, as well. And lots of family and friends coming over.
Well, it's a wonderful thing because it celebrates our tradition and our folklore. And I mean, there may be some people who don't necessarily know what this festival is. So how easy would it be for you to sum it up for us, John?
We've got amazing stuff online. We built up a great catalogue. We've got lots of videos. It's a time when the end of winter, beginning of summer, that's what this is all about. And Kathy, when she did a dissertation on this, she took her inspiration from someone called Waldron that was writing in the late 1700s about the festivals and folk customs on the Isle of Man. And a major one was this battle between villages one of these weekends, hiring fairs and whatever, but it's when everyone sort of had some time off, and villages would fight villages, and it was officially the end of winter. And the customs, it's the time of year we need to keep people's spirits away, and they burnt the bush or the gorse to stop the fairies and the witches living underneath, and they want to keep the luck in. That's the thing. And we've got John Dog making cross kerns, so people may have heard of cross kerns. That's where you make a small cross. It's got nothing to do with the cross, because no metal or no barbed wire, nothing metal. So when you collect the wool, it has to come off the gorse, as it were. And you're making it a cross and you put it above your door. But what we do in the festival, and what they used to do, was attach it to the tails of animals and put them through the smoke of two fires to bless the animals. But of course, these are all things rooted in practicality, because by putting cattle through smoke, it gets rid of all the bugs and things. By burning the gorse, you clear the fields. So, and we do all that on the main fire festival show. Yeah. So.
And it's a wonderful thing, isn't it? Because as you've just alluded to, not just many, many hundreds, if not thousands, of people turn up to Peel for this from the Isle of Man, but also from much further afield. It shows that we do still have an interesting connection in that tradition and that folklore, and we want to celebrate it.
I love the fact, I think, when we start in 2018, that people hadn't heard the word Evolden. Still, people can't really pronounce it when they see it, but I think the word Evolden has now entered into the psyche of the Isle of Man, and that's... So these sort of traditions are really, really important. And of course, we've also done the Hauna.
But it's not just about the spectacle itself. You have so much going on from 2 p.m. onwards, don't you? And I would love to know a little bit more about Evolden Veg, mini Evolden.
That was so beautiful. So we have so many thousands of people down there. And one of the things that parents with children have said, it's a bit late. So we thought, oh, well, I know, why don't we do a mini Evolden and try and recreate that? And last year we had a meeting point in Fenella car park. And when I walked over the bridge, there were people on walls and on the harbour wall. It was slightly chaotic. So we thought we just need to give more space. So we've shut the East Quay this year in the afternoon from 1 till 5. And the parade's going to meet there by the Black Dog. And it's going to be led by the Shetlanders. And then we'll have maybe the drummers. And then we're going to have the winter parade, then the summer parade, or vice versa. And they're going to parade along the quayside onto the beach into the main arena. And I wanted to have a fight like we do in the evening. But the more sensible people said no. So we're going to have a dance-off and a sing-off. So we're going to get the teach the kids very quickly, a couple of words in Manx, celebration of the year of Manx language. And whoever sings the best or dances the best will win. And the Shetlanders is going to hand out the Jarl from the Shetlanders is going to hand out the prizes. And that, so the Yvonne Veg takes place at 4. So if you want to be in the parade, meet at around 3:45 on the East Quay by the Black Dog, and we'll help you. So that should be great, great fun. And I'd love to see some mini queens and some mini characters, mini Glashtins, Fenodderies, you know, that would be really lovely to see that. So that's nice. At 2:30, and bless Stuart if you're listening, Stuart Bennett, he's been a stalwart of the festival for many years, but he's not that well now. So Fiona McArdle, Blue Badge Guide, is going to do a tour of Old Peel in Manx, again, celebrating the year of Manx language, Manx and English around Old Peel. And that's free. These are all free of charge things, these, of course. And so meet at the Sailor's Shelter, 2:30. So if you're interested in that. And of course, we've got bands from 2 o'clock right the way through to 10 to 9. And some names you're well known. So Matt Kelly, he's starting us off. We then got Scran under David Kilgallen. I hope they're all not worn out from the guild. Yeah. But what that's been good, isn't it? We've got Sken Jarg, Jack McLean, Lazy Days, the Molag Band. Where would we be without the Molag Band? And See You Next Friday. I'm going to finish it off. So that's really good. So, and we've got lots of trade stands there and food stands, Philbys and people like that are down there as well.
It is. I mean, you said it's a full day of it, but it feels like a full weekend of it, really, because yeah. Everyone sort of gears up to this festival every year now, and you must be so proud of it. I want to talk to you a little bit, though, about the trees, because there's something about the sacred trees I think is incredibly special.
I'm aware, because I'm a sort of Viking specialist, and the tree of Yggdrasil, or however you want to pronounce it, the tree of life and the 9 roots all connected and Odin hanging on the tree. And also there's sacred trees in the Celtic as well. So in the first year, we decided we'd burn a tree celebrating our Norse heritage. And it was the first tree was done by the Peel Youth Club. And when they brought the tree on, or when we saw what the youth workers did, they got the kids to write a message of anything they were angsty about and write that message on the tree and burn it. It's a bit like, you know, you shouting in the when you go for a swim, get rid of all the bad stuff. And so it's just become this great thing. And we've got some really lovely people that are bringing the 9 sacred trees on. And it's a lovely, beautiful part of the ceremony. We're going to finish the last tree, the round tree, the most important tree in the Isle of Man, will be brought on by the Shetlanders this year. So it's going to be a really fitting finale, hopefully. And we've also got, as we're talking about Skimmy Isle, so Isle of Man Fire and Folk Fest has now spread its wings, and we have all these side groups now that have been born out of our festival. And probably the most successful one is Skimmy Isle, which in Manx means fire team. And there's 24 of them now. There's a group of fans, a group of staff, a group of pole, a group of poi. And we had a collaboration from last year with a company, a great group called Bring the Friar from Liverpool. And they came over and they've trained up our guys. And they're coming back again. So we've got the animal ceremony. We've got the figure of 8. We've got the tree ceremony. And then after that, Bring the Fire are doing a 10-minute fire show. We're then going to do a blessing. I think the world needs to be blessed in peace and hope. Chieru, you know, peace be on you. And then we finish with the end of the show, which is all the fire spinners all on at once. and that we've got some special flame effects as well with some sort of biofuel, because we need to think about the project has never been more sustainable. We're thinking about our carbon footprint, which is a bizarre thing to say as a fire festival, but you know, we can offset it by planting trees and things. So we're really trying to think about how our impact as a festival as well, which is, I think, probably the first festival that's done that really in depth as that on the Isle of Man. So yeah.
And you've got the Manx herbalist involved doing healings,
Jane,
and herbs and charms.
Jane Prescott. So she's doing a couple of workshops. I think there's two places left. So if you're interested in that, and that's on the Saturday. So we're trying to do other events, mm-hmm. but we have, shouldn't say this, but the main rehearsal's on Saturday night. So if you want to get a bit of a taste, come down. And we have got the teepee on the beach again this year.
Oh, excellent. Yeah.
So we've got to entertain our, and the chip shop. So all the traders and people have been great. And Shetlanders are getting a taste of free fish and chips on Saturday evening before the rehearsal. So,
do you know, it's so lovely chatting with you, John, because your enthusiasm for this and your excitement about it and your pride for it is immense, and it's wonderful. And we all feel the same way. We're so excited about this weekend. It's going to be wonderful. So everything kicks off from about 2 p.m, but just get to Peel early because, you know, sort of it's a wonderful place to be at Evold, and it really is. And of course, we're just hearing about Evold and Veg. Get yourselves down there for that as well at 4 p.m. A little bit later on, of course, 9 p.m, there will be the fire lit, won't there?
Actually, get there for 8:45 because yes. We've got some drumming shops.
Don't miss the drumming.
Drumming, before that. So.
Look out for the fire being lit on Peel Hill. That'll signify at the start of those proceedings as well. We'll have the battle on the beach. It's going to be epic. I think that's the best way to describe it. Where can people go to get themselves programmes and find out more about it, John?
We're online, so we're on Facebook, evolden.com. Lots of programmes. The programmes are beautiful. I have to say that's the best one we've ever
done.
They are. 52 pages. It's beautiful. It's a real souvenir. And there's lots of information about the festival in there. And they're free of charge. So hopefully we've distributed. We've sent out 2,500 so far. So they're around somewhere. But they'll be free of charge on the day. And one of the things that's interesting is about, I don't know if I can say this, but it's getting more and more harder to put these festivals on. Costs mm-hmm. are growing up, but going up. And when we meet during the day, we will have some sum-up machines going round. And if everyone could just donate a couple of pounds, that would be really helpful for the future of the event. It's always been free of charge. And we love that fact that people can just enjoy this culture. And that's what visitors say. To come to the Isle of Man, to stand underneath the background of Peel Castle, on the shore in Peel, to get involved, because this, you can participate in this event. They say there's nothing else like it in the world.
You're absolutely right. We should say as well, you've had various people helping you with this, and there's someone who's been really, really helping you out with regards to the roads and the closures, isn't there?
We've had fantastic support from our sponsors. So I've got to say thank you to Orsted. We wouldn't have happened without them. Peel Town Commissioners, their works team of Peel Town Commissioners are just an absolute dream. They are fantastic. Domestic Event Fund. Culture Vannin have been with us from the start. I love Culture Vannin. And Eric Wright. So Eric Wright Group, who are doing the sewage works in Peel. What wonderful people are they? And there are some road works. We've had to make the East Quay and the Shore one way. But they're facilitating, they're letting us use all their workshops and porta cabins for the festival, for the Shetland group. That's really nice. So, and we're all so supportive of this. Isn't it going to be amazing mm-hmm. when you can go for your swim on the main beach in Fenella and know that it's crystal clear water out there? So thank you, Eric Wright. And also, we've got a special needs platform supported by Price Waterhouse Cooper. And so thank you to them for that. And that whole journey has been an interesting one, because we're getting lots of people that are deaf or whatever and can't. So I'm now sending scripts out to these people. And so hopefully they can understand exactly what's going on. So that's been a very worthwhile journey as well.
Oh, just wonderful. I mean, there's so much going on, John. Yeah. I don't know how you pull it all together every year. I really don't know. But thank you for doing it, because it's really the biggest event really in our calendar with regards to the Isle of Man, and culture is just epic, really epic. Thank you so much for popping in to see us. I hope it goes brilliantly well. We will look for you in the flames of the fire, standing nearby, not in it. Obviously.
I'm narrating again.
Excellent. So if you don't know about Evolden, don't you worry, because John will be explaining it to you over the narration as well. So it's a wonderful thing. As ever, Gurumai Mora, John.
Thank you.
As he knew.
Yeah, Yvonne.